Hare Krishna. Just here today is the celebration of the 18th installation anniversary of Daya Nitai Vijayagauranga. And we just had kirtan that we're going to put up, you can listen to, and we're just about to do dress Radha Damodar and then go back down. So we're also continuing our Bhakta Sangha. And after that, here's two questions. One is from, my name is Umesh Kulkarni and I'm associated with ISKCON since 2007. After coming to Astana, came to know about four Vaishnava Sampradayas and also Vallabha Sampradaya. I got information about them from a book by His Divine Grace, Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur. I got attached to Srimad Bhavacharya spontaneously. I read about him in Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherein he has been described as incarnation of Sukadeva Goswami. But I had a dream wherein I saw Lord Chaitanya. Sorry, it's a little lengthy question. Lord Chaitanya approaching me as I was standing by Tosi Maharaniji, and all of a sudden Gauranga Mahaprabhu's color changed into blackish blue color, Krishna's color. As he reached near me, the face of Lord Krishna became Vallabhacharya, indicating me. He said, I am incarnation of the face of Krishna. This dream contradicts the statement of Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami. Now if I consider my dream is true, then I would be a great offense at the lotus feet of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. At the same time, I cannot forget the dream. Please offer me a solution. The solution is forget your dream. Because that's what being Krishna conscious means, is that we have more faith in the words of the acharyas than we have in our dreams. Certainly, Vallabhacharya is as the head of the Pushtimark Sampradaya, is a notable Vaishnav scholar, and so on. Although we don't follow his line of teachings, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but yes, we recognize him, at least according to Kavi Karnapur, that he's an incarnation of Shukadeva Goswami. Which is has some mysterious connotations for me, but whatever Kavi Karnapur says is certainly perfect. And he's not the incarnation of the face of Lord Krishna or the face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's a Vaishnava, and that's what we should accept. And whereas this this dream is sort of a individual affair, but it reflects a greater approach to Krishna consciousness, our approach to the words of our acharyas, our approach to the teachings of scripture, and how we sort of correlate these two things, how we correlate our own likes, dislikes, our sensory perceptions, and that which is the statement of Shastra. So we start off that as conditioned souls, we have so many mistakes and defects. So why should we then have faith in our dreams, our senses, our mind, our intelligence, unless they confirm what Shastra says? Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaitya Chitete Kariya Aikya. This is our praman. This is our way of living. We live by that. This is one statement. You may be attached to Vallabhacharya. That's all right. But if you want to know what's truth, then you follow those who are realized in truth, such as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and other self-realized souls. And we're willing to give up all of our likes and dislikes, our ideas, things that come from our perceptions, that come from our mind, and even our concepts about spiritual life, based on what our acharyas have said. And that's the foundation, that's the faith. The foundation of Krishna consciousness is that we have this unshakable faith in the statements of scripture, which ultimately means the statements of acharya and the interpretations of scripture that our spiritual masters have given us. And so we should guide our lives by that. Sometimes we may see that our mind and our intelligence and our senses give us knowledge and that's confirmed by scripture, then you can accept it. And when it contradicts it, then you reject it. So anukulyena sankalpa pratikulya vivarjanam. That's our business. We accept those things that are favorable, reject those things that are unfavorable. If something's unfavorable to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness and questioning the words of self-realized souls is unquestionable, or conclusions that contradict it, then you have to reject it. Painful, so many things are painful in life, but still, we do them. I'm just looking at a crown that looks to me like something. De nem itt volt, én ezt láttam, ezt a kört valahol Angliában, és nem tudtam, hogy mi. Ezt majd el kellene vinni egy
ékszerűs.
És a pearl fell out of one of Srimati Radharani's crown, and I remember seeing it in England somewhere, but I just thought it was some kind of cheapy pearl fell out of some clothes or something. But now I realize it's actually a real pearl fell out of her crown. So anyway, that's how we live. Painful, not painful, good, bad. That's Shraddha. That's faith. Otherwise, we can pursue our own minds. And if we want to have more faith in our minds than scripture, that's another business. But that's not what we should be doing. So, Umesh, that's the answer. And here's another one from Shorya Das. He says, is it beneficial, bona fide, or allowed to chant the prayer Gornityananda Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Goshri Advaita Bol, and so on? Vishnujan Swami sang this, and he was very exalted. Therefore, does it mean that it must have some potency, or does it not necessarily mean that? If it is not bona fide, then surely it must have damaged his creeper of devotional service. We see instances where at times Prabhupada signaled Lokanath Swami to stop singing it in kirtan. Another time in morning walk, he said it's okay because it's glorifying Gaur Nityananda. No, we shouldn't sing it. It's not one of the songs that we sing in kirtan or something else. However, just because we don't sing something, it doesn't mean that it's wrong. Singing Srimati Radharani's name, Srila Prabhupada said, it's not wrong. But we don't do it. Why don't we do it? Because the acharyas don't do it. And the problem is that there are other people who are sahajas who do sing it. And we don't want to be identified with them. We don't want to be connected with them. So we don't sing it. Just like in the beginning for the first 7 years of Krishna consciousness up until 1977, we were singing Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaurabhakta. That's what we sang, that's what Prabhupada sang. But then in 77, Prabhupada was spent a lot of time with Krishna Balaram Mandir, and there's these Sahaja people right behind us, and they're singing Jai Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam, etc., etc. So at that point Srila Prabhupada said we should stop singing Jai, and we just sing Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda, and Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And that's what they sing. They think Bhaja Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam. So Prabhupada told us to stop chanting Bhaja. He told us to chant Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And then that became abbreviated later on where we just sing Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Excuse me for the mistake, but the point is that Srila Prabhupada changed things. There was nothing wrong with chanting Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya, but because it connected us and implicated us, or there was some similarity between us and some other upper sampradaya, therefore Prabhupada stopped it. So there's also nothing wrong with chanting Gaur Nityananda Bol Hari Bol. It's not a like a quote, it's a it's glorifying Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. But it's not something that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do. It's not something that's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so the real question is, what is prescribed for us? Prescribed doesn't mean just prescribed from things that are bad. Prescribed means that some things that are prescribed out of things that are also good. You can't chant everything that's good. And sometimes there may be, as in this case, some implication of something that's good. But still, we don't do it. So, therefore, Mahajana Jina Gatasa Panta. We do those things that are chosen for us, recommended for us by our acharyas. So, what did Srila Prabhupada say? Therefore, we do that. There's so many songs, so many bhajans that are recorded in Chaitanya Bhagavat and elsewhere, and there's nothing wrong in singing them. They're songs of Krishna. Jaya Murari Mukunda Hari. And so there's, I learned that from the Lord Chaitanya film, and it's also in Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's nothing wrong with it. Lord Chaitanya sang it, but it's not something that our acharyas told us to sing. What did they tell us to sing? Well, sing Yashomati Nandana Brajabara Nagara. Those are the names that they sing. Vibhavari Shrisha Aloka Provisha. Bhaktivinod Thakur songs. Narottam Das Thakur songs. It didn't necessarily impede Vishnu Jan Swami's spiritual life. Because nothing particularly wrong with it. But it's not something, it's not the right thing that we're meant to do. In conclusion, for instance, parents may tell us, or at least they did in days gone by, whom we should marry. So, you know, for a nice qualified boy, there are so many beautiful, intelligent, qualified girls. And although many, many are beautiful, intelligent, and qualified, still the parents chose one out of the many. And you married that one. Why? Out of deference to the parents. So Srila Prabhupada, of course, he wanted to marry a second one, but his father said no. And Prabhupada listened to him. There was nothing wrong at that time in India to have more than one wife. But still, Prabhupada didn't do it. He did what his parents did. Similarly, there may be so many good things to do in spiritual life, but we need to do the good things that our acharyas did, because we're conditioned souls, and therefore even if we do the good thing may distract us, or it may not give us the particularly desired result. Like, it's a good thing to worship Lord Narayan, and we certainly offer him all respect and so on, but we don't do the sadhana of Lord Narayan, but we do the sadhana of Lord Krishna, because that's what we've been given. That's the best thing, or the chosen thing, about the many good things that Lord Chaitanya and our acharyas have given us. Hare Krishna.